Thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind, the daily recap. Jose Fernandez took the ball last night with a 1-1 record entering the contest. Jose had to battle in all three starts he made up to that point. For the full summary of his most recent outing, Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, another rough night at the ballpark. Jose Fernandez knocked around a little bit early on, and the Giants win it 7-2. They've won the first two games of this three-game series. Just like last night, Giants wasted no time jumping on Miami in inning number one in this ball game. With one out, Joe Panik singled, went to second base on a base hit by Matt Duffy. And with two men aboard, Buster Posey stood in for San Francisco.
Under control. Here's the next pitch. Line drive, base hit, right center. That'll score a run for the Giants. Here comes Panik. He will score. First and third, 1-0 San Francisco.
Now Brandon Belfort with a sacrifice fly to make it 2-0. Hunter Pence took a called third strike to end the inning, but not before Jose needed 32 pitches to get through the first inning, and not before the Giants had grabbed the 2-0 lead. Marlins would get a run back in the third with one out. Jose singled, and with two outs, he was still at first base for Marcell Ozuna. 1-0 pitch is in the air, right center field. Span racing for it toward the big triangle out there. Won't reach it. It hits on the warning track, rolls into the nook to the left of the 421 sign. Jose's going to score. Ozuna standing at third base with a triple. And it's a 2-1 game as Marcell Ozuna knocks in his eighth run of the season. Marcell would be left at third base. Christian Yelich was out on a very good play by the pitcher Jake Peavy, who fielded a ball on the third base line, sliding over in that direction, and was able to throw Yelich out on a close play. 10 the third inning. Marlins left the tying man on in the fourth inning as well. Then in the bottom of the fourth, looking for some breathing room against Jose. Giants got a leadoff walk from Brandon Belt. He went to third base on a Hunter Pence double. Fernandez struck out Brandon Crawford for the first out. The decision was then made to intentionally walk the number eight man, Gregor Blanco, loading the bases, presuming they could get Jake Peavy, but the Giants pitcher didn't oblige. 1-0 to Peavy. Shot to left. Yelich over. Won't get it. It's in for a hit. One run is in. Here comes Pence. He's going to score. The pitcher, Peavy, delivers a two-run single, and the Giants open the lead up to 4-1. Big hit from Peavy. Had a big night on the mound like Jeff Samardzija last night. Had a big night at the plate like Jeff Samardzija last night. That two-run single gave the Giants some breathing room. That's our move of the game. Brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So it was 4-1 Giants at that point. Jose would make it through six, allowing the four runs on seven hits. Walked three, struck out five. Marlins got a run back in their half of the sixth inning. Christian Yelich led off with a single. He went 1-for-3, was on base twice tonight. And with two outs, he was still at first base for Derek Dietrich.
And this ball is powered into the air, high toward left center. Racing back there, the center fielder's going to have to play this off the wall. Coming around third base is Yelich. He'll score. It's an RBI double for Derek Dietrich. And the Marlins pulled it within two of the Giants. It's now a 4-2 game.
So the Marlins were right there at that point. Unfortunately, Marlins went to the bullpen in the seventh inning, and the Giants pulled away. Craig Breslow, who has pitched well since a rough outing on opening night, came on to pitch the seventh inning. Gregor Blanco led off with a triple. And with a man at third, up to the plate, step pinch hitter, Kelby Tomlinson. The 0-1 to the right-handed hitter. Hot smash into left field. Base hit. Pass to Ivan Dietrich. Tomlinson with a pinch hit single. And the Giants up their lead to 5-2. Denard Span singled a third straight hit against Craig Breslow. That put men at the corners. Span was caught trying to steal second base. That was finally the first out of the inning. But Joe Panik was still at the plate. Longest we've waited in any review. Now the count's 2-1. There's a line drive. Right center field. A hit for Panik. In from second base. In from third base, rather. Tomlinson. And it's 6-2 San Francisco. That was four straight hits against Craig Breslow. His night was over. Brian Morris came out of the bullpen. He allowed a hit to Matt Duffy. A fifth straight Giants hit in the inning. But eventually Morris would escape the inning without any further damage. Giants sent eight to the plate in the seventh, and they led 6-2. Cody Egee made his big league debut in the eighth inning. He got Brandon Crawford to pop to first base, but then Gregor Blanco hit his second triple in the ball game. He was third for another pinch hitter, Angel Pagan. Swinging a fly ball to left. That'll back Yelich up. He's got room. He'll make the catch, but it's deep enough to score Blanco. A sack fly by Pagan. And a 7-2 lead for the Giants. And 7-2 is how this one would end tonight. Jake Peavy went the first seven, allowed two runs on seven hits. He walked one, struck out four. Hunter Strickland pitched the eighth inning. Javier Lopez and Corey Guerin finished things off in the ninth. Giants have won the first two games of this three-game series. For San Francisco, seven runs, 13 hits, one error, six left. For the Marlins tonight, two runs and eight hits, no errors. They strand five. Peavy the winner, 1-1. Jose Fernandez the loser, 1-2. He threw 104 pitches over six innings, allowing four runs on seven hits, three walks, and five Ks. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours, 46 minutes. And another sellout crowd, number 418 in a row here tonight, 41,886. They'll go home happy. Giants are 9-10 with the victory. Back to 500 at home, 5-5. Marlins, meanwhile, are 5-11 with the loss, 3-4 on the road, 0-2 at the outset of this 10-game road trip.
Series finale against San Francisco this afternoon, 4:05 Eastern first pitch. That means 3:35 Marlins on deck, presented by Geico with Kyle Seeloff. After the ballgame, to Los Angeles to start four games against the Dodgers. Join us for the entire road swing on 940 Wins and the Marlins Radio Network. Hey, thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Catch every Marlins game on the Marlins Radio Network with Hall of Fame broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner. Also, recap every game just like this with Marlins Rewind each morning 162 times. It's always there by the time you wake up. Hit subscribe in iTunes or go to marlins.com/podcasts.